Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's GAC here in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Ashish Garg from Eltropy. Ashish, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Very well. Same here, Mike. Nice to see you.
Good. I always see you in this. Is this kind of like your uniform? You got the suit and you got the cool white kicks on.
Yeah, so
you're...
I have to make a
dress to impress.
Yeah, so I grew up in India and I went to a British school.
Yeah.
So I have to wear a tie wherever I go.
Oh, is that what they required at school as well?
So we wore ties 12 months of the year, summer or winter. And as you know, India
summer.
Summers in India can be quite hot.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I've been well trained for 12 years.
You poor guy. I can see winter time. Yeah, fine. Yeah. But man, the summertime?
All right.
How's the conference going for you?
It's going tremendous. I would say, like, I've been coming to CUNA GAC for 4 years now. Of course, 2019 we had it, then a couple of years we didn't. This time, I see more credit union CEOs than ever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was, in fact, talking to Jim Nussel this morning. I said, Jim, what's going on? There's so many CEOs coming. He said, yeah, that's been one of our focuses. And Jim was also very excited because that's what GAC is all about, is getting more leaders
over here. Yeah. Yeah, usually it's a lot of board members, board directors, that type of stuff, which is great. But to have more CEOs here is even greater. So yeah, that's a good sign for the conference as a whole. All right, Ashish, let's talk about the topic at hand here, shall we?
Yes.
Driving growth through seamless digital conversations in branch experiences. So share with me what all this means and what it means for credit unions.
So
you're combining everything right now, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So I would like to take a step back and say that the way credit unions operate, that almost every credit union I know has a branch. And the reason branches are very important, because branch is like your post in a community.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how the community knows you're there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then what happens is people come to the branch, and a lot of what happens in branches is conversations, like the way Mike, you and I, we are having right now.
Yeah.
And it's through those conversations that credit unions discover the challenges their members have, their hopes, their aspirations, what they're going through. And these conversations are very critical, because once you have those conversations, you understand people's background, that's when credit unions get to work in solving their needs through financial services and products. So what we're noticing is that because of COVID-19, of course, more and more of us wanted to get everything done on our cell phone or remotely.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're launching at this CUNA GAC is a conversations platform for credit unions.
Ah, I like it.
So what I mean by that is, and I'll give you two examples how this can be utilized. So let's say, I'll give an example of Spokane Teachers Credit Union. STCU actually bought a bank. I think they started a trend. And through that bank, they actually inherited many branches.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, branches are critical because it's like your flag in the community, but they're also very expensive to resource and staff.
Mm-hmm.
So what STC was able to do is take these branches, but create nimbler branches or smaller branches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then in each branch, what they have is a couple of tellers and a video room.
Ah, okay.
So now let's say a member walks in and they have a transaction. Of course, the teller can take care of that. But now let's say a member is looking for a loan, a specialized loan or investment advice. The teller takes them to a video room, and through video, they connect them to a loan officer who may be at another branch, who may be at the corporate headquarters, or the officer may be at their home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Precisely.
This is how, through technology, we enable conversations. So this is what I call video banking.
Mm-hmm. This is the new banking, for sure.
Bingo.
So have you guys implemented this anywhere yet? Or Spokane, I believe, is one of them? So.
Yes, Spokane Teachers Credit Union is one of them. And actually, as Eltropy, we acquired a company last year called Pop.io.
Yes, big news.
Yes, and by the way, this is what Pop.io is exceptionally good at.
Video.
Is put video and putting that in branches and all the infrastructure that goes with it, right? Mm-hmm. Because let's say you're trying to take a loan, and you're talking to a loan officer, but let's say the loan officer says, well, sir, I want to see your ID. You need to scan your ID. right? Mm-hmm. So you need a scanner.
Right.
You need to sign some documents, and there needs to be like a place where you can sign.
Right.
So all this infrastructure and connecting everything seamlessly is what Popeye was very good at, and that's a technology we acquired.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that was a great move. And that, again, that comes back to what we were talking about at the very top, is combining all of this messaging into one interface, basically, right?
Bingo.
So, yeah, bingo. And that's the magic of it all.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then another interesting thing that we did, Mike, is that we looked at conversations that that credit unions are having with the members.
Mm-hmm.
They start from simpler conversations like, hey, what's my account balance?
Mm-hmm.
Can I move some money? And conversations go all the way to very complex conversations, like say somebody's trying to take $1 million mortgage or investment advice. So there are simple conversations, there are complex conversations, and everything else in between.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And by the way, would you agree or disagree that all conversations are important to be had? You cannot ignore any.
Right.
So what we are telling credit unions and our assertion is that, listen, if we can help you automate some of the simpler conversations through AI, your employees can help members with more of the complex conversations, which are the ones, by the way, that create tremendous member value.
Right. How do you leverage the AI to successfully conduct the more simple conversations?
So I'll give an example. Let's say a member calls in.
Yeah.
And a lot of call volume for credit unions, the spike in call volume comes on the 1st and 15th of every month. Members are calling in to find out, did my payroll make it? Right?
Yeah.
Now, of course, you need to staff with a person on the other end. But let's say when a member calls in to just find out their account balance, could a bot be talking to them? Could a bot recognize who they are through their voice?
Yeah.
Could the bot already know that, oh, I always get this call from this particular number, and automatically verify their identity and pull up the account balance and just satisfy the request instantly?
Yeah. Okay. I see how that works.
Yeah.
Putting AI to work.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
And then what this also allows credit unions to do, because right now credit unions, sort of most credit unions operate in a certain time window, right? 9 to 5 or 8 to 6.
Yeah. 5
days a week.
This allows you to do 24/7 at any time, right?
Bingo.
Oh.
So like, let's say if you're a member, right, 7 p.m. or 8 p.m., right? You really want to know your account balance, or let's say you want to move some money, but well, there's nobody in the call center, right? There's no human, but you call a bot. Can have that conversation with you, like a human-like conversation, and truly assist you and help you.
That's cool. And now that's a memorable member experience as well, which will spread word of mouth. The cool factor is going to be off the charts.
Yes.
With this stuff, Ashish. So yeah,
and
leave
the,
it to you guys to provide this type of stuff.
Yes, and the third thing, which is sort of the next layer, is intelligence.
Okay.
So let me ask you this.
All right.
How frequently do you think credit unions survey their members?
How frequently do I think credit unions serve their members?
Survey.
Oh, survey, I'm sorry. I would hope monthly?
A lot of times it's quarterly.
Oh, quarterly?
So quarterly surveys go out. By the time sort of the survey responses are aggregated, a report is produced, presented to the CEO, you're like 6 months behind.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the survey that as an executive team or board you're looking at, where's what was happening 6 months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's an idea we have, that let's say all these conversations that credit unions are having with their members, let's say on phone calls, on video calls, on text conversations, chat conversations, we have an algorithm that can take all these conversations, parse them, and automatically generate a report every day or every Monday.
Oh, wow.
So let's say you're a credit union CEO, you walk into your office Monday morning,
right.
There's a report waiting for you saying, sir, last week as a credit union, we had 10,000 conversations. In here are the top 5 things your members
that
are
asking
talked
about. Yeah, oh my gosh. How soon can we get this, Ashish?
It is ready to rock and roll. So I'm very happy to say, Mike, we just launched it a few weeks ago. We already have 11, so as a company, Ltropy, by the way, the first time I met you 4 years ago, we had zero credit unions.
I remember.
We just crossed 530.
I remember you talking to us about at Max as well. What a great story this is.
So out of those 530 credit unions, 11 credit unions have signed up for this intelligence piece that I just spoke to you about.
Okay.
So we're working very closely with that and bringing that intelligence, and boards and executive teams are craving, because that's what allows them, the more they can get a pulse of their membership, the faster they can react and create products and services that serve the membership.
Yeah, almost to an individual level,
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Ashish, this is great news. Not only great news for you, but great news for credit unions. So yeah, good stuff. Anything else to add here, sir?
So the only thing I would say is that I'm a member of two credit unions. And Mike, I've told you this story many times that my first car in America as an immigrant, my home in America, were all financed by credit unions. So I truly believe credit unions provide the best financial products and services to their members.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like when it comes to loans, they have the lowest rates. When it comes to deposit, they have the highest rates.
Yep.
The challenge credit unions have is they're limited to a certain window and a certain location where they provide their services. So if credit unions can provide their products and services anytime, anywhere, the credit union movement will be unstoppable.
It will expand. Expand greatly, for sure.
And that's the mission we are on.
Good for you.
As a partner to credit unions. Hey, can we empower them to provide whatever they do anytime, anywhere, on any communication channel?
I like where your head is at, sir. Well done. As usual, you guys are always innovating and have a great, great story to tell. So congratulations on all your success, Ashish.
Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Right back at you, sir.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work there, all righty?
And how's GEC going for you?
Oh, busy. But that's the way we like it. We like it busy. Yeah.
It is the biggest show of the year and my favorite show.
Yeah.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.